Finally, on February 2, 2009, Senator Dodd announced he would refinance his countrywide home loans. A special report, Senator Dodd claimed, absolved him of wrongdoing. The sponsor of the independent report? Why, Senator Dodd, of course. In response to pressure that he disclose his financial records to the public, as he had promised to do 8 months prior, Senator Dodd released about 100 pages of information to members of the press, who weren't allowed to copy them and could only take notes for a short period before returning them. Other reporters who requested to view the documents were refused. I regret I did not do this sooner, and I apologize to the people of Connecticut for the delay, he said. He stubbornly insisted that he had not benefited financially. I am proud of my service as a United States Senator for these past 28 years. I understand there will always be people who disagree with my positions on certain issues, but I do not want anyone to ever believe that I would trade my office for personal financial gain. To believe that is to misunderstand everything that is important to me and everything that has motivated my work serving the people of Connecticut. Follow the money. Repeatedly throughout this audiobook, you've heard the words of Barack Obama lamenting the influence of big business and the Washington Games. I'm not in this race to continue the special interest-driven politics of the last 8 years. I'm in this race to end it, he preached. How exactly does crusading for Senator Dodd achieve that goal? Senator Dodd has been in the middle of every major legislative battle in 2008 to 2009, expanding the big government, big business alliance. He championed the bailouts of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, supported the $700 billion TARP banking bailout, sponsored massive injections of taxpayer funding into the mortgage industry, and crusaded for Obama's pork-filled stimulus package. The number one recipient of campaign finance contributions from scandal-plagued financial behemoths Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac is five-term Senator Chris Dodd. Between 1998 and 2008, Dodd raked in $165,400 in donations from the federally sponsored mortgage enterprises, including $48,500 from political action committees and $116,900 from individuals, according to OpenSecrets.org. The number five recipient of PAC money from Countrywide is Senator Chris Dodd, who received $20,000 from the company, $10,000 of which Countrywide's PAC donated in the 2008 election cycle. Two slots ahead of Dodd, Barack Obama, with $22,900 in the bank from Countrywide's PAC. In the first 3 months of 2009, the Associated Press reported more than $100,000 of the $1 million Dodd raised came from political action committees for the financial, insurance, and real estate industries, according to his latest fundraising report.